听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. I'm happy you've joined us today. We're on our second day of traveling through Egypt. Today we continue with our trip to Egypt, where we're discovering many ancient wonders. Yesterday we were in the southern half of Egypt, close to the country of Sudan. Today we're going to stay on the Nile River, but go a little further north to the city of Luxor. Let's see what ancient wonders we can find there after we preview two key words. The first word is monument. A monument in honor of the mayor was built in the town center. Next is the word column, as in this column helps support the weight of the roof above it. Okay, please open your magazines now to page 39 as we begin the reading on line 6.
Exploring Egypt. Luxor. Farther down the Nile sits Luxor, a town filled with ancient monuments. You can fill entire days seeing Karnak, the largest religious site in the world. Inside, in the great hippostyle hall, you can find 134 stone columns covered in hieroglyphics. Across the river from Luxor lies the Valley of the Kings, the final resting place of many pharaohs. The area became famous in 1922 when King Tut's tomb was discovered. Most of the treasures that were found inside are on display in a museum in Cairo.
Hello friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chelsea, and welcome back to our second day of talking about Egypt and exploring the wonders of Egypt. Yesterday we learned that taking a trip to Egypt is almost like taking a trip to the past. You can see many ancient wonders like temples or pyramids, many beautiful things. We're going to learn about even more today, starting with Luxor.
Luxor is a place, and it's very close to the Nile River. In fact, it's further down the Nile River. And we'll find out that Luxor is a town filled with ancient monuments. Now, monuments is our first vocabulary word today. And what is it? Well, it's something that is built, usually in a public place, to honor a special person or event. Think of your own country. Are there monuments to honor the founding father or monuments to honor special holidays?
Now, I've been to Washington, D.C., which is the capital of the United States of America, and there are many, many monuments in Washington, D.C., one of those being the Washington Monument. George Washington was the first president of the United States, and so there is a very tall monument in his honor. There is also one in honor of Abraham Lincoln called the Lincoln Memorial. I'm sure that you have some monuments in your own country as well.
And in Egypt, especially in this town of Luxor, there are many ancient monuments. Something else you can do is that you can fill entire days seeing Karnak, the largest religious site in the world. Now, this is a different place in Egypt, and it's called Karnak, and here you can see lots of different things about religion, about the gods they worship, and we have a special name for it. Our text calls it a religious site. Now, here, site is spelled S-I-T-E, and it's different from our eyesight, what we can see, S-I-G-H-T. Chelsea, can you help us define what site means here?
In this case, site is just a place. You might think of some other ways in which we use this word. Maybe a religious site, like it says, or a historical site would be a place where maybe a historical event happened, or maybe even website. If you go to a website, you're going to a place on the web, on the internet. So site here is just used as a word that's kind of a synonym for place.
Well, this sentence, you can fill entire days seeing Karnak, the largest religious site in the world, is a special sentence because now we're going to talk about it on Grammar on the Go. Hi there, everybody. Greetings from Egypt. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about Egypt, so that's why I'm here. In Karnak, as a matter of fact. And here's today's grammar tip sentence. You can fill entire days seeing Karnak, the largest religious site in the world. Now, friends, notice the phrase, fill entire days seeing. It means the same thing as you can spend a long time seeing. But that's not very clear. It doesn't tell people how long is a long time. If something can take several days to finish, consider using this phrase, fill entire days doing something. This is much more descriptive than just telling people that something takes a long time. So, what can you fill entire days doing? This phrase is most often used to talk about pleasure activities. For example, you can fill entire days shopping at the Turkish Bazaar, or you can fill entire days touring all the famous attractions in Orlando, Florida. Want more examples? If you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, you'll find some more example sentences in today's grammar tip section. That's it for now. Time for me to explore Karnak, the largest religious site in the world. Better start now, because we know this can fill an entire day. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Karnak. Bye-bye.
Now, inside Karnak, the largest religious site in the world, is the Great Hypostyle Hall. And you can find 134 stone columns covered in hieroglyphics here in the Great Hypostyle Hall. And if we're talking about a column, we are talking about a very big stone or wooden post that has three parts to it. It has a base, and then it has a cylinder-shaped column in the middle, or post in the middle, and then on the top it has kind of a little roof on it. We call it a capital, and sometimes columns are used maybe to hold up a building or to decorate a building, and you can see pictures of those columns on this page of your text. Those are the great columns in the Great Hypostyle Hall. But they're covered in hieroglyphics, and when we're talking about hieroglyphics, Esther, what are we talking about?
Well, this is a very special word, and it's used to describe ancient Egyptian writing. Now, can you believe it? The people in ancient Egypt, they had a written language. They used little pictures and little symbols to communicate many ideas and to even write down their history and culture. And that's how we can know about ancient Egypt civilization culture, because of these hieroglyphics and other things they left behind.
And if you remember from yesterday, we talked about ancient tombs that had paintings on the inside of them that tell us about ancient Egyptian civilization. Those paintings were actually hieroglyphics. So that's something nice to remember. Across the river from Luxor lies the Valley of the Kings and the final resting place of many of these pharaohs. But there's one special pharaoh, and it became famous. What year did it become famous?
It became famous in 1922, and he is a very famous pharaoh. His name is King Tut. You can find out more information about him on the web, and most of the treasures that were found inside his tomb are on display in a museum in Cairo. So if you go to Cairo, the capital of Egypt, you can find a lot of the treasures that were in his tomb. Well, now let's visit the chat room, and then we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, Hello, everyone, and welcome to the chat room. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Ken. It's a good day for a chat. So, what would you like to chat about today, Brandon?
Well, Sir Ken, if it interests thee, I would like to talk about things that are ancient.
Brandon, why are you talking kind of funny today?
Oh, sorry, Ken. I just wanted to give an example of Old English. This is the style of English that was used many years ago. Today, we would call this an ancient style of speaking because it's so old.
Oh, I see. Well, the word ancient is discussed in our article today, and it's referring to structures such as the pyramids.
You got it, Ken.
So, are there any other ways to describe something that's ancient?
Yes, we often hear the term out of date. This is an adjective that means something's not in style or not in use anymore.
I think I've heard this term used with the word fashion.
You're right. This word is used many times with the word fashion. We might say the fashion from the 80s is out of date or out of style. But if you're talking about a device such as the telegraph machine, we might say that it's obsolete.
Obsolete?
Yes, this is a synonym for out of date, and it means that something is no longer in use.
Ancient 是古老的，许多古老的东西是 out of date. Out of date 就是过时的，不流行的。像一些时装过了几年后就变成 out of date. Obsolete 是废弃、淘汰的，不再使用的。那这个字比较多，用来形容废弃的机器或者器具。So what is the opposite meaning of ancient?
Good question, Ken. One antonym for ancient is modern. This word refers to recent times or the present. You may hear people talk about modern times. They are talking about the current time period versus an ancient time period. Also, you may hear people use the term up to date.Which means that something is of the newest style or is the newest way of doing things. For example, many people today are using up-to-date technology.
So basically, if something is ancient, it is from the past. And if it's modern, it's from more recent times.
That's right, Ken.
我们中文讲的摩登就是来自英文的 modern, 也就是现代的。那 up-to-date 也是现代的、新式的或最新的。
Thanks for joining today's chat room. Stay tuned because Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. If you're just joining us, we are in the middle of exploring one of the oldest civilizations in the world. It's the country of Egypt, which is, of course, in northern Africa. Let's continue moving north down the river to Giza, which lies right outside the capital city of Cairo. Two words you need to know for this section of the lesson are construction.The construction of this bridge is very modern. And the verb await, as in a great story awaits those who choose to read this book. Okay, we're now on line 7 of page 40. Please read with us.
Exploring Egypt, Cairo and Giza.One can't leave Egypt without seeing the famous pyramids of Giza. The pyramids, the tallest structures of their time, rise above the desert on the outskirts of Cairo. Each of the three large pyramids holds the tomb of an Egyptian king. Purchase tickets to go inside and experience the marvelous construction of the pyramids. 2 million huge stones, weighing 2.5 tons each, were used just to build the largest one. These and even more ancient wonders await those who explore Egypt.
Welcome back. Well, I feel like we've already learned so much about Egypt, but we have even more to learn. Right now, let's take a look at what we can discover in Cairo and Giza. Our text says that one can't leave Egypt without seeing the famous pyramids of Giza. And if you remember, we said that a pyramid is a triangle-shaped building that often had tombs inside it.
Right, and we can see a picture of a pyramid on page 38 of our text. And Giza is a very famous place because many pyramids are here. Many tombs of kings are located here. And these pyramids were actually the tallest structure of their time. And here the word structure means that something that is built. For example, a house is a structure, it's something that's built, and a bridge is also a structure. So at the time when these pyramids were built, they were the tallest structures in the whole world.
And these structures, it says, it rose above the desert on the outskirts of Cairo. Outskirts is a more information word, and the outskirts refer to an area of the city that is far away from the center. So maybe if you live in a big city, but you don't live right in the middle of the city, maybe in the downtown area, you could say that you live on the outskirts of that city. So that's where you could see these amazing pyramids, was on the outskirts or the outside of Cairo.
In fact, there are three very large pyramids here, and each pyramid holds the tomb of one Egyptian king. So one pharaoh was buried in one pyramid, and if you go to the pyramid, then you can learn more about that pharaoh, and you can actually go and visit these different pyramids and learn about these different kings.
But it sounds like it will cost you a little bit to go. We don't know how much, but you do have to purchase tickets to go inside. That means you have to buy tickets. And once you're inside, you can experience the marvelous construction of the pyramid. Now, constructions is one of our word bank words. And when we're talking about construction, we're talking about the way in which something is built.
Right. This noun, construction, comes from the verb construct. C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-T. And if you construct something, you make it. So construction is something that is made. It's often a building or a structure.
And in this case, again, we're talking about the construction of these pyramids. We've talked a little bit already about how amazing this ancient Egyptian civilization must have been and the way that they built things. But here are some facts for you right now. These pyramids were made up of 2 million huge stones weighing 2.5 tons each. Wow, Esther, I don't even think we build that way today. 2 million stones, 2.5 tons each, that is heavy.
Very, it's beyond my comprehension. I think a car is around 1 ton or 2 tons, and it's like they're many, many cars all stacked together, maybe 2 million of them or more. And remember, people had to build these by hand, so it took a lot of time. And these pharaohs, they wanted themselves to be remembered. That's why they had these pyramids built.
And that fact there about the 2 million huge stones weighing 2.5 tons each, that was just for the largest one. So there are many of these pyramids that you can see throughout ancient Egypt, and that's just the biggest one. All of them are very impressive. And it says these and even more ancient wonders await those who explore Egypt. Esther, do you have any desire to go to Egypt someday?
I do, especially after talking about this article. I think Egypt is waiting for me. And earlier we talked about the word await. Now, if something awaits you, our text uses the sentence, more ancient wonders await those who explore Egypt. Await here means that it is waiting for you. It is ready for you to go. So I think I am ready to go to Egypt. How about you, Chelsea?
I think I would like to go to Egypt too. I've been to South Africa. Now I would like to go to Northern Africa. I'm sure it's beautiful. Well, for you, right now, let's check out this beautiful country once again.
Nothing compares to Egypt.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 column 这个名词，注意它的字尾的 n 是不发音的，直接发 m 的音，念成 column。Column 是指圆形的柱子或者是圆柱状的物品。例如 ,the dome was supported by 12 columns. 这个圆顶是由12根的圆柱支撑的。Column 也指报纸或杂志上的专栏。例如 ,he writes a weekly political column for a local newspaper. 他替一家当地的报纸写每周一次的政治方面的专栏。继续我们看的是 construction 这个名词。Construction 是指新建建筑或者是架设。例如 ,the construction of this auditorium took over 5 years to complete. 这所运动场花了超过5年的时间才盖完。或者是 ,this museum was a peculiarly shaped construction. 这栋博物馆是一个造型很奇特的建筑。或者是 ,our website is still under construction. 我们的网站还在架构中。所以我们看的是 await 这个动词。await 是指等待或期待，和 wait for 的意思差不多，但是它是一个比较正式的用字。例如 ,he's anxiously awaiting the result of his job interview. 他焦虑地等待工作面试的结果。或者是 ,many challenges await him when he takes over this branch office. 当他去接手这个分公司的时候，会有许多的挑战等着他。And wait a minute, don't go away yet, there's more coming to you.
Exploring Egypt. Luxor. Farther down the Nile sits Luxor, a town filled with ancient monuments. You can fill entire days seeing Karnak, the largest religious site in the world. Inside...In the great hippostyle hall, you can find 134 stone columns covered in hieroglyphics. Across the river from Luxor lies the Valley of the Kings, the final resting place of many pharaohs. The area became famous in 1922 when King Tut's tomb was discovered. Most of the treasures that were found inside are on display in a museum in Cairo.Cairo and Giza. One can't leave Egypt without seeing the famous pyramids of Giza. The pyramids, the tallest structures of their time, rise above the desert on the outskirts of Cairo. Each of the 3 large pyramids holds the tomb of an Egyptian king. Purchase tickets to go inside and experience the marvelous construction of the pyramids.2 million huge stones, weighing 2.5 tons each, were used just to build the largest one. These and even more ancient wonders await those who explore Egypt.
Well, friends, if you like history, especially ancient history, there are few places in the world that can beat Egypt. But even if you're not really into history, Egypt is still a fascinating and exotic place to visit. We hope you enjoyed this month's travel article. Next month, Studio Classroom will take you to another very fascinating place. It's not too far from Egypt, and it too has a long and interesting history. Tomorrow, we are going to ask the expertabout something you are all interested in, I'm sure. It's English, and it should be a fun lesson. Right now, it's time for me to go. Hey, everyone, have a great day, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.